Blog Talk Radio.
To that awakening. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Awaken to Empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi, because it's time. Yes, it is. It's time for truth. It's time for peace, love, freedom, empowerment. Be the change you wish to see. And it's me, Carol Ann. Hopefully, everybody is doing great. Get used to the Great Awakening. That's right. Embrace it. Embrace the awakening. It's time. It really is. It's time. It's time that we start getting our acts together in this wonderful country and making America America again. How about it? How about it? In fact, let's start our show with one of my favorite songs. Good old Tim Payne, James Payne, and God Bless America Again. Come on.
There's a man down on the corner holding a sign. You know, I think he's right. Says the end of time. Saw a newsman on the TV in a Colorado town, telling how some madman shot innocent people down. Gotta hate to think what lies ahead. We don't get back to the Bible, start doing what Jesus said. We gotta pray like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Take a stand. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead. We can't hear the love. We can't hear the
Yeah, come on. Now, God bless America again. It is time. It is so time. It's time for our country to awaken and be real with each other. You know, we had some stuff that went on. Yes, we did. A lot of us weren't here during those times. So be the change you wish to see, right? I mean, isn't that what it's all about? But you know what? Let's get down on our knees now and ask God for his blessing. Abba, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your discernment. We thank you for this great country that allows people to come here legally to achieve their dreams. We know that we are endowed by you, God, our creator. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that we are all created equal. We are all created equal. Yes, we are endowed by you. And we are to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. God, we hope that we can please you. We praise you. We thank you. And God, just let the show have some value to it. Let us all just be awesome and be awake and grateful, thankful, and blessed. So Nancy and I have been doing a little Jesus calling thing every day. How about, since we're praying, we just got done praying. Today's the 26th of June. Let's read today's Jesus calling, okay? It's kind of cool. I love this thing. It's awesome. Let's reflect. Stay calmly conscious of me today. no matter what, remember that I go before you as well as with you in the day. Nothing takes me by surprise. I will not allow circumstances to overwhelm you so long as you look at me. I will help you cope with whatever the moment presents. Collaborating with me brings blessings that far outweigh troubles. Awareness of my presence contains joy that can endure all eventualities. Thank you, God. Yes. Yes, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And then the 23rd Psalm. Ah, yea, through I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I'm doing that from memory. God is with us. That was the Psalms. That was the Psalms. And then that 2 Corinthians 4:16-17 is a reading. So anyway, thank you for joining me. Thank you, God, for letting us do this. I have some cool stuff here to share. I have a really cool story, though. And maybe I'll save it for later. So let's talk a little bit about, this is an article that I found to be a little interesting. And it's from, it is from Total Health Institute in Carroll Stream, Illinois. And this couple has some really awesome tapes and stuff, well, CDs that you can get. But I love this. This is by Dr. Keith Nemi. And I don't know him. I don't have his permission or anything, but I'm promoting his. This is from him. But it just talks about carbohydrate foods that can make us happy. protein-rich foods can help you do well in our tests. But what we eat changes how we think and feel. And it says here you can manipulate your food and mood, your mood and your mental acuity by just what you eat and when. The effects can happen very quickly, says Dr. Judith Wortman, a research scientist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. She and her husband, Dr. Richard Wortman, also of MIT, have studied the food-mood connection for the past 30 years. According to Wortman News, the carbohydrates can lift up the spirits first emerged about a dozen years ago in studies she conducted with women suffering from premenstrual syndrome, PMS. Oh, yes, all those sugar cravings, remember, ladies? Eating carbohydrates have a profound and dramatic effect in improving mood. I'm talking about anger, irritability, depression, difficulty concentrating, mental fuzziness. We found that you could reverse these mood changes with carbohydrate rich foods within about 30 minutes. Carbohydrates can do this, can do little to change serious clinical depression, but they seem to help the battle of the everyday blahs. The reason may be very simple, she noted. The body uses carbs to manufacture serotonin, the key emotion and regulator in the brain. When you eat carbohydrates and make more serotonin, mood disturbances that you may have been suffering to go away at least temporarily. And what about protein? Wortman said the science on that is a little sketchier. My husband discovered years ago, however, that one of the amino acids in protein, tyrosine, does increase the synthesis of two key chemicals in the brain, neoepinephrine and dopamine, which we call the mental alertness chemicals. She said, for this reason, Wortman recommends protein-heavy diets for people facing extended periods of mental strain, such as preparing for important exam. It'll help replenish those chemicals in your brain, she said, according to Health Day News. Dr. Keith and Maury Mimi's comments on what you have to eat. So they're talking about this interesting article. Yeah, carbohydrates can cause a good mood, but carbohydrates can also make you fat. That's my little adaptation here. Let's see what else the good doctors here from Illinois have to say. Change within 30 minutes. What are carbohydrates? Food, vegetables. Eating raw is the most important way to eat them. The vegetables, this is so true. We've talked about this before, too. The root vegetables are wonderful. They're yams, jewel, garnets, sweet potatoes, carrots, root vegetables, jicama. All these carbohydrate-rich vegetables are very good for the system. Standard vegetables are the best. Green leafy vegetables, just the green vegetables. All vegetables should be eaten as much as possible in the raw, uncooked state to have the highest nutritional benefit balance to the mind and emotions. Okay, so it's summer. Get to the farmer's market. Then it says here, one other thing the research has shown, the diets that were high in protein, especially the amino acid called tyrosine increases synthesis of norepinephrine and dopamine, which are the mental alertness chemicals. This is why a high-protein diet or a diet with more protein is much better for people who are facing extended periods of mental strain. We talked about that. Vegetables, sprouts are better, they say. It says, to sum it up, if we want to eat a diet that brings total health, we eat a living, raw, plant-based diet. The living, raw, plant-based diet is a balanced diet of vegetables, sprouts, seed vegetables, root vegetables, seeds, nuts, legumes, avocados. When we combine this type of food with balance in the body, mind, and emotions, the balance of the mind and alertness of the mind, additional note is that we have to be careful we do not eat food in a specific way, as they're saying, to bring carbohydrates high, which will drop us lower than we were when we eat the wrong form foods. Okay. This is pretty long, so let's see what the summation is. Okay, wow, this is really, really long, friends. So the other side of the note is we have to make sure, besides not trying to eat from one food group, but balanced living raw plant-based diet, which is non-toxic, living raw plant state, God created foods to be in. I think this sounds like a little more vegan. Plenty of protein from seeds and nuts, but they should be combined with vegetables and sprouts, avocados, in a balanced way. It takes much more energy to digest the protein because it's harder on the system. Very interesting. They have something that you can get, 7 Basic Steps to Total Health. I believe it's free. It's a complimentary book, and that's from Total Health Institute at 23W525 St. Charles Road in Carroll Stream. So that's something you can go and check out. Sounds a little more vegan to me. I'm a little more meat carnivore eaty. I like good fats. I eat a ton of fats because MCT oils help the brain too. But that was just something interesting. There's something about how to boost stem cells naturally. I thought this was interesting. Stem cells are a type of cell that has the potential to develop into different cell types in the body. They could serve to repair the system and theoretically divide without a limit to replenish other cells. So bone marrow, adipose fat tissue, and blood excretion. Fasting on stem cells. Interesting. So I guess people get these things injected to them. So here, so can we all use fasting to augment stem cells or regenerative process? Fasting, okay, so actually if you do some fasting, I guess, intermittent fasting actually helps to promote stem cell regeneration. Interesting. So lots of stuff I've been reading. I have a really interesting story to tell you. I went to my favorite resale shop, and I picked up a book. And it was a very cool book by an old school teacher, not Catherine Coleman. I will go into the other room and I will tell you the exact name of the book. But I'm not going to give you the name of the person who it belonged to. The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, Vern Ponder, I'm sorry. But there's a letter in here to someone. And it says, and it has a lady's name on there and all of her information. And it says, Joe Blow from Kokomo. Here's one of the books I devoured and found helpful. I hope you will find it helpful too. My best. And her name. I Googled this person. This person just passed away like a year and a half ago in California. And this person was a champion entrepreneur, philanthropist, kind of somewhat famous. And it's a Catherine Ponder book, and I just found that to be so inspirationally motivational, and what a blessing. And I don't know if I ever said this on the show, but the same resale shop had a book, a Bible, and it was a prophecy Bible, a little tiny one. And when I got it home, it had very similar to my name. Instead of an E, I at the end, I had an E at the end. So, and then it was the same church that I went to growing up. So, I'm just thinking God is trying to talk to me. Good vibes only. And show me how blessed I truly am. And we are all blessed. We are Americans. We live in a blessed country. And we need to just keep praying. We need to pray every day. We need to pray for guidance, wisdom, discernment. We need to pray for this country. It's interesting how divisive things are. And isn't that what our Bible tells us, though? The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And why wouldn't the enemy want to destroy the most prosperous, beneficent country in the world? You know, and it's done by this cabal, okay? I hate to say it, but there is a cabal out there. It's selfish, self-aggrandizing people. Politics, many ticks, those bloodsuckers, uh-huh. Yep, the politicians. We need public servants. I don't care what party you're in. If you're a politic, if you're a tick, blood-sucking tick, you need to get out of office. And people, you need to show up, stand up, and speak up, and start holding these people that work for you accountable. I don't care what side of the aisle you are on. I don't care if you're a 10, a libertarian. These people work for we the people. They're not above the law, Hillary Clinton. Nancy Pelosi, she's a big, big, big joke. Unbelievable. That witch's husband, he made deals with StarKist, and Nancy gave a ton of benefits to the Samoa. You know, come on, man. And then poor Joe Biden, I mean, he makes me look sharp, even in my most tired feeling that I am right now. That poor man, that's called elder abuse. That man has dementia. Unbelievable. And then Kamala showed up to the border. Come on. Come on. Get them all gone. That's what was so great about Donald Trump, because he was the outsider, and he made them accountable. He exposed. That's why the Adam Kinzingers of the world don't like him. I'm hoping there's a rival, a challenger to Kinzinger, because it's time. It's time we have public servants in office. Democrat, Republican, I don't give a rip what you are. I'd be a John F. Kennedy supporter. And he was Democrat. But, you know, love each other. Love each other. And rising tides lift all ships. We rise by lifting others. We all rise together. We have to have good vibes. We have to have peace and love. We have to have dreams. None of this socialist. Imagine. You know, you work really hard, and you should benefit from it. And nobody should compel you to go ahead, and you should want to give to other people, okay? You should want to give. It should be a great thing. It's a privilege to give. I mean, Lord loves a cheerful giver. But see, these people want it to, first of all, take God out of everything. And, you know, we're not a theocracy. I so get that. But come on, man. There is a higher power. There's a creator out there. And if you can't believe that, at least be an excellent human being and believe in personal responsibility and believe that in colorblindness, okay? Don't look at somebody because of their race and give them something benefited because of their race or their gender. That's ridiculous. That's a prejudice. That's like a racism. That's a sexism when you start doing that. You know, follow your heart. Create peace. Show gratitude. Dream big. Believe in miracles. Discover your passion. Believe in yourself. Create your ideal life. Your ideal life. Create your ideal life. Work hard. Do your best. Live your dreams. It's time. It is time. It is time to create your ideal life. It is time to start realizing you're not going to be here forever. None of us is. And create legacy work. Work that could go on after you. You know, but in order to do that, first thing you got to do is understand that there is a higher power out there that needs to be served. That you are created for a reason and a purpose. And you've got to take care of your health. That's really, really important. And you need to come from a place of truth and love and nobility and integrity and you know, truth is so high vibe. Truth is so very important because truth will get you to where you need to be. And I don't want to hear people saying, oh, that's my truth. You know what? Your truth. Let's have a talk about your truth. There's one truth, and then the rest of it's non-truth, okay? I'd love to get back into Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich because thoughts are things, and we become what we think about most of the time. And we do have whatever our heart desires. And he also talks very deeply about a higher power, a relationship with your creator, and praying often. You know, none of us is perfect, okay? But we are blessed when we see our blessings. And you could go outside and see a hummingbird, and you could look at that as a blessing, and you could be grateful for it. And when you start throwing out those good vibes, it all comes to you. So be happy. Be grateful. Be a servant. Be the change that you wish to see. You know, we all have to do that. We all have to be the change. And we have to love our lives. We have to, you know, deal with some of the BS. But when those negative people start getting up in your face, challenge them with the truth. And be better than them, be nice to them, kind of. don't make it personal. Ask questions. They will get pissed off at you. Be careful because some of these people are violent, you know. But we all need to stand up. I'm very excited to see all these school board people stepping up and talking about critical race theory, which in essence is racist. I mean, you can't do that. That's racism. If you're putting someone before somebody else, that's a prejudice. It's wrong. It is wrong. Okay? And I would like to say I'm sure most of us and a lot of us, our families weren't even here during the time of slavery. Slavery is horrible. But slavery's always been around. And let us remember it was black Africans who sold the slaves. Okay? There were also, you know, good people. Slavery was part of that. It's horrible. It still goes on now. It's the Uyghurs in China. Don't be buying those commie gym shoes. What is it, Nike commie? Is that what the ones are that are made by slaves? So, just saying. You got a problem with slaves? Don't be buying Nike. Anyway, friends, I don't know. I think it's really time that we start going ahead and embracing things like Power versus Force by David Hawkins, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, Acres of Diamonds. Acres of Diamonds. Oh, a really, really good one. Russell Cromwell, okay? The Secret. Even what The Secret was based on, the great stuff. Get into important things like that and pray. Go to your Bible. Your Bible's got a ton of stuff that could actually help you heal your life. So, I don't know, friends. We are in an interesting time in America. Prosperity, believe it, you can have it. You got to think smart. Got to be smart. Think intelligently. Think outside the box. Think for yourself. Don't let these leftists think for you. I'm listening to someone even just saying we are endowed by a creator. We are all endowed by a creator. Jenna Ellis, a Newsmax contributor, was just saying the same thing we were talking about on this show moments ago. Remember, dreams only work if you do. Owning every mile with grace, courage, and gratitude. Remember, faith can move mountains. Gotta have perseverance. Gotta have perseverance. Absolutely. Gotta have peace, love, and empowerment. So, be awesome. Get out of your comfort zone. Have infinite faith. Remember, strength doesn't come from what you can do. Strength comes for overcoming the things you thought you couldn't. Imagine. Imagine love. Mother Teresa. Imagine your possibilities. And remember, the law. And it's all out there. There's an enlightenment. Be the change, friends. Be the change. I could give you tons of books to read. I don't know. Maybe what I'll start doing is reading the books online, going through stuff. Just maybe that's what we'll start doing with the show. It has to be applicable to our lives and our world, okay? First of all, you got to create your world. You got to make your world normal and happy and wholesome. And then you could go ahead and start creating your ideal life to go ahead and expand beyond yourself. So get your world in order. And that's what Awaken to Empowerment is. Everybody, you know, we could, each one could reach one, each one could teach one. We could all do better in our own situation. Everybody can. And then we can go ahead and start sharing what you've learned. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how you've created your ideal life. It's not going to be perfect. Nothing's perfect. Nothing's perfect. But you know what? Speak the truth. Be the truth. Embrace the truth. Embrace the awakening. Get used to it. The awakening is here. People are starting to awaken. And there's a difference between the woke left. So, friends, this is Carol Ann Parisi. I want to thank you. Remember, information is abundance. Wisdom is scarce, but wisdom rules. So, go ahead, get wise. This is Trish Talk. I'm Carol Ann Parisi, Awaken to Empowerment. I want to thank you for joining me today. And here's our word of wisdom. That I love. Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. What is your destiny? Your own destiny. Create your own destiny. You can do it. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. And the secret, I forgot again. I keep forgetting. I mean, I have it downloaded. the secret was founded on. Oh, come on, man. Me and Shlomo Basement Joe. You know, that's what Google's for. Thank God for Google. What was the book The Secret was founded on? Here we go. Interesting round of burn based on The Science of Getting Rich, 1910 book by Wallace Wattles, of course. Duh. And, you know, you could download that. We've talked about that before. So remember, those three laws of attraction, like attracts like, nature abhors a vacuum, and the present is always perfect. Be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful. Remember, you can be, do, and have whatever your heart desires, because thoughts are things. You will attract what you are, okay? And you take the right action, put a good vibration up there, and very interesting. I love this. I love the 12 laws of universe, the divine oneness, law of vibration, correspondence, law of attraction, inspired action, perpetual transmutation of energy, the law of cause and effect, of the law of compensation. Yeah, you know, come on. We will read maybe the Catherine Ponder laws of dynamic laws of prosperity at some time, too. She's got other books, too. The Dynamic Law of Healing, The Prosperity Secret of the Ages, Dynamic Laws of Prayer, Healing Secret of the Ages, Open Your Mind to Prosperity. But remember, a lot of these things were probably, I don't know when copyright expires, but she did it like in the 60s, I think. But anyway, friends, be blessed. Let's say it like we always say it. Be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see. This is Karen Ann Parisi, and we love the Great Awakening. We love peace, love, and empowerment. Remember, thoughts are things. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Again, peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and most of all, like we always say, peace of mind, baby. Get that peace of mind. Let's sign off with a little Boston peace of mind. Thanks for listening. God bless. We'll catch you back here next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi. She's just doing my thing here.